So I do have an update for you about the newest skincare routine that I've been using because the results just keep getting better and better. Honestly, I was getting to a point where I felt like my face was looking a bit more tired. But now that I've used OneSkin each morning and each night for a few months, I can truly tell the difference. My face feels brighter, more hydrated. I do feel that it's making a difference in terms of visible signs of aging. And no wonder, because OneSkin's products are powered by their scientifically proven peptide called OS1. Now, this peptide reduces the accumulation of damaged aging cells and boosts skin's natural barrier to lock in moisture and protect against the elements. And all I have to do to have all of those benefits is cleanse and apply OneSkin's topical face and eye cream morning and night, and it's so easy. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code NEWSWORTHY at oneskin.co. Go and get this. You can get 15% off oneskin.co with the code NEWSWORTHY. And after your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, so please be sure to support our show and tell them we sent you. Help your skin stay younger and healthier for longer with OneSkin. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Thanks so much for listening. Today, the mistake that caused panic in Hawaii, and did President Trump really say it? Plus, two famous photographers accused, the Minnesota Miracle, and MLK Day. All that and much more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Monday, January 15th. This episode is brought to you by Soul Organics Luxury Organic Sheets and Bedding. These sheets are comfortable, chemical-free, and fair trade certified. And one of my favorite things about the sheets is that I really never wake up too hot or too cold. They help regulate body temperature, and they're naturally hypoallergenic. And right now, you can get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ERICA20. So go check it out. Find the Soul Organics link on thenewsworthy.com. Use the promo code ERICA20 for a discount. All right, you ready for the news? Let's do this. We start today with the big mistake. An alert went out to cell phones across Hawaii early Saturday morning saying, quote, ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. Well, it turns out it wasn't a drill and it wasn't real either. It wasn't actually happening at all. But the New York Times reports the message was enough to cause some serious panic. I mean, parents were huddling with their kids thinking this may be their last few minutes alive. Tourists were told to get into concrete shelters and wait. And get this, there wasn't a new message that said it's not true until nearly 40 minutes later. Remember, Hawaii has already been on edge about this kind of thing. North Korea has tested missiles in recent months and tensions have been rising. In fact, just last month, Hawaii started monthly drills, just in case. So why did this false alarm happen? Hawaii emergency officials are saying human error during a shift change, that basically someone clicked the wrong thing on the computer. But the governor of Hawaii and the FCC chairman are now calling it unacceptable. The FCC is investigating and telling other states to check their system so this doesn't happen anywhere else. And let's talk about the lessons learned here. Hawaii officials say now two people, instead of just one, will have to sign off before any alert can be sent out. Did he or didn't he say it? I'm talking about President Trump and the shithole comment. Well, lawmakers who were in the meeting at the Oval Office are now saying conflicting things about what was really said. So first, a quick reminder. The Washington Post reported last week that during a meeting on immigration, the president questioned why the U.S. has to take people from, quote, shithole countries, referring to people from Haiti, El Salvador, and African countries. The backlash was intense, and many called the president racist. The White House didn't deny that he said it. At first. But President Trump himself later tweeted that he didn't make any derogatory comments. And The Hill reports yesterday he told reporters flat out the comments were not made. There were other lawmakers in the room too, but now they're saying conflicting things. A Democrat said, it is true. Two Republicans said, false, or at least they didn't hear it. And a different Republican, Senator Lindsey Graham, kind of went down the middle, simply saying, I said my piece to the president in the moment at the meeting. As for the actual deal on immigration, TBD. Both Mark Wahlberg and Michelle Williams are now talking about that big pay disparity between them to reshoot some scenes for the movie All the Money in the World. Remember, last week reports said Wahlberg got $1.5 million for the reshoot and Williams only got about $1,000. They were reshooting scenes to replace Kevin Spacey with another actor because of the sexual misconduct allegations against Spacey. Well, after all the backlash about the pay disparity to reshoot the scenes, ABC News reports Wahlberg now says he's donating the money he made, $1.5 million, to the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. That movement in Hollywood is to help women who have been harassed, including women in blue-collar jobs. Williams also spoke out. She said it's not about her and praised the women and men who took action because of this whole thing. It's not just women sharing stories of sexual harassment. The New York Times reports 15 male models say two well-known fashion photographers sexually exploited them. Both photographers, Bruce Weber and Mario Testino, say they're shocked and they completely deny the allegations. But some big brands and magazines are saying they have no plans to work with the photographers again. Testino is apparently one of the royal family's favorite photographers. The Daily Mail says right now, the family is not commenting. Other things people may be talking about today, the Minnesota Miracle. Yes, that's the term now used to describe the Minnesota Vikings' win last night. It was down to the last 10 seconds of the football game against the New Orleans Saints. Minnesota was about to lose, but ran one last desperation play, and it worked. They got a touchdown as time expired. So now we're down to just four teams left. The winners of the next two games next weekend go to the Super Bowl, which is February 4th in Minnesota. Here's another type of miracle. Everyone is okay after a plane skidded off the runway and got stuck on the side of a cliff. The AP reports it happened in northern Turkey, and there's video that shows the plane on the side of the cliff, stuck in mud and just feet from going into the ocean. More than 160 people were on board, but they all evacuated safely. Were you a fan of the hit show ER in the 90s on NBC? Well, it just came back to life, this time on Hulu. All 15 seasons of the show. Variety reports Warner Brothers cut a licensing deal with Hulu. ER started in 1994 and made stars of names you've probably never heard of, like George Clooney. Speaking of Hulu, we now know when the second season of The Handmaid's Tale will begin. It was one of the most watched dramas on Hulu last year. The premiere date is April 25th, and the new season trailer is now out. Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, hung on to that top spot at the U.S. box office over the weekend. But The Hollywood Reporter says around the world, Star Wars The Last Jedi became the top global release of 2017 and the 10th top release of all time, bringing in $1.264 billion from around the world. And we end today honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. It is MLK Day. It's a federal holiday, so of course some of you may have off work or school. But as CNN reports, it's also meant to be a national day of service and action. And they have ideas for ways you can take action. Everything from delivering meals to just starting a conversation. Nearly 500 national parks in the U.S. will also be open for free today. And there are likely events in your area. And that's it. You are all caught up. But before you go, I have a little favor to ask. If you love The Newsworthy and you get value out of it, I would be so grateful if you would help spread the word. Here's the deal. BuzzFeed wants to hear from you about your favorite new podcast. All you have to do is comment on a certain article with the name of the podcast, hopefully The Newsworthy, and why you love it. Or just email that information to scott.bryan, Brian with a Y, at BuzzFeed.com. That's scott.bryan at BuzzFeed.com. I'll be linking to the article on The Newsworthy with Erica Mandy Facebook page today, so please go take a look. Thank you in advance for the support as we spread the word and grow The Newsworthy. Of course, you can always read more about any of the stories that caught your attention today at thenewsworthy.com. Click episodes and find today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you every weekday by 4 a.m. Eastern. I'll be back with more tomorrow. Have a great day.